Hello everyone and welcome back to the workshop. One of the most vital parts when setting up a workpiece to be machined is to be able to construct a rough outline of the design on the stock. Especially when manually machining, it is very useful to have a rough idea of the part that you are machining, even if the final dimensions will be measured to using calipers or micrometers. The most common method of doing this amongst home machinists, and the method that I have predominantly used in the past, is to use a marker of some type and then scribe a line onto the marker. Alcohol and oil-based permanent markers are a great option for quick layout, as the markers are very easy to obtain from most hardware or stationery shops, they are relatively inexpensive, and the line they put down is very saturated and dries within seconds. And it also provides good contrast when scribing lines, and it's very easy to remove with denatured alcohol. The main disadvantage with this method is that the marker can be easily scratched or rubbed off. Even a tri-square will remove some of the marker. I think for quick parts where the longevity of the layout is not vital, a permanent marker or alcohol-based markers are a great option, and that's a method that I'm going to stick with. But for parts that undergo a lot of handling, this method will not suffice. Now viewers in America should be well versed with Dycom layout fluid or other brands, which are used extensively as a long lasting and durable layout fluid. It's a product that is very easy to acquire in America and quite affordable, but it is notoriously difficult to find outside of America. In Australia, this product is especially difficult to find, with a small 250ml bottle costing up to $50. Thankfully, there are affordable alternatives that you can make at home, and the most common and best alternative that I have found is a shellac-based mixture. Shellac is a natural resin that can be found at most hardware stores for an affordable amount. 250 grams of it cost me about $25 Australian, and we should be able to make over 4 litres of layout fluid using this shellac. I like to mix my layout fluid in small glass jars, and it's not recommended that you store shellac in metal containers. You can get small glass jars for about 50 cents each, and you can get jars with brushes attached to the lid for easy application, but I prefer to use paint brushes for applicating it, as the ones that you find with the jars aren't all that high quality. The shellac will be mixed with denatured alcohol, or in Australia, methylated spirits. It's a 95% ethanol mixture that should quickly evaporate when brushed on. In Australia, methylated spirits goes for about $4 for 1 litre, and you can buy it from most grocery stores or hardware stores. To the glass jar, we'll add about 80ml of methylated spirits, and to that we'll add about 5 grams of shellac flakes. We could absolutely add more, but we don't want to saturate it before we add the dye, and this ratio should provide enough shellac for the line to have good staying power and not make it be brittle. And to anyone measuring by weight, remember that the density of methylated spirits is about 0.8 grams per milliliter. Now shellac can take a few hours to completely dissolve, but placing it in a warm water bath will certainly reduce the time to about under half an hour for this amount of shellac in this amount of methylated spirits. With the shellac completely dissolved, we can now add our dye. The traditional dye would either be gentian violet or Prussian blue, which is what I recommend that you buy. However, I have been using an alternative, which has been 2 packets of Rit fabric dye, which I've gotten on sale for about a quarter of the cost of either dye, and even though it's not as saturated, they work well. The big advantage of using the fabric dye is that I was able to get it from my local art store, whereas the gentian violet and Prussian blue were a lot more difficult to find, and I would have to order it online. And the layout fluid that I have here is pretty good. It might not be as saturated as the Gentian Violet, and it may not be as saturated as the permanent marker or off-the-shelf layout fluid. It provides a great contrasting surface for marking out lines, and the dry time, whilst not as quick as the alcohol-based marker, only takes about a minute to dry in my workshop, which is about 16 degrees Celsius at this time of year. If the colour is not dark enough for my liking, I can easily apply a second application which provides a nice, deep and rich finish. And most importantly, the shellac provides a very tough and long-lasting coating, and vitally, the ratio that I used prevents the shellac from forming a brittle coating and cracking when machining. And the coating can be easily removed using methylated spirits or any other alcohol solvent. Whilst undertaking this, I did a few other experiments. I had some spare carbon black pigment from a previous project, but it proved to be a poor choice. The pigment is insoluble and made a very grainy coating that just didn't work, no matter how much pigment that I added. So it is vital to choose a dye that is soluble in the denatured alcohol. I also tried to use a little bit of food colouring because it is very affordable and very easy to get. However, the small amounts of water that it added increased the drying time to over 5 minutes, which isn't practical to use. So to sum it up, if you live in an area where conventional layout fluid is not practical to get or affordable, this cheap shellac substitute is a great alternative. And even though I showed that most off-the-shelf dyes should work, I do recommend that you use Gentian Violet or Prussian Blue due to the deep saturation that it can achieve. And finally, in my opinion, this method is only necessary when you need good staying power from your layout fluid. When lines need to be quickly added and removed, a permanent marker should suffice because it dries so much quicker. And with that, thank you very much for watching.